Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host. Yeah. So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink. Do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let go.
Where you at? Where you at? Where you at?
Roll call.
Where you at?
Glenn.
Where you at?
Fam.
Where you at?
York.
Where you at?
Yeah. Yeah, live from Minneapolis and St. Paul.
It's Rap Radio.
Yeah. I know y'all can hear it in my voice. I'm not trying to be disrespectful and rude and eat in front of y'all, but you know I'm skinny. Yeah, I got to eat. So welcome to another edition, Monstrous Radio. Monstrous Monday. We don't give you
really?
Tonight.
Stop playing. Just so rude. Monstrous Monday. You know, just rude. I'm just unbelievable. Just tacky and petty. Welcome to Monstrous Radio. Really?
You gotta eat.
Brother gotta eat. On the radio, dog. On the radio.
Damn,
for real. That's what we doing, player. Slayer. Snacking on the radio. What you thought this was, y'all? This is how our night's gonna be. Get ready, y'all. Get ready. Hold your seats. Hold your hair. Hold your weave. It's gonna be a night. It's monstrous. We're gonna talk about a few things. Why he's eating. Chew your food. Mama said don't eat with your mouth full. You know that's what mama and grandma mama then said. We got some music for y'all tonight. Some who's on but who's getting fat. Some weather and some more stuff, right? Just shake your head. Just with your mouth closed. Is that the song we're gonna play?
No, I'm trying to get a little backup music so I can give me some water so I can swallow this dry ass sandwich. I'm just saying, fuck.
Oh, you made it. You got your Miracle Whip and your mayonnaise and your mustard. You know how to fix a sandwich. Don't be, you know.
Don't judge me. Just
y'all
pray
better
for
tell
me. You know how it is. You be hungry.
Pray for you.
You just eat almost anything. Get it?
Oh, just slap two pieces of bread together and just take it on with you. That's monstrous.
I'm over here eating a beef jerky sandwich. I'm just saying.
Oh,
beef jerky sandwich, the bomb right now. It is what it is. All right, y'all. We're going to start out right now. The show starts right about. Wait for it.
Now. Wait
Hold
for
your
it.
Breath.
Now. Hold your breath. Now.
All right, Monstrous Monday. Here's some new music. This is Senna, SRE, Monstrous Radio Live. Monstrous Monday. First off, I don't care what you
people say. Never follow Let's through. Get it. I'm a trendsetter anyway. Let's go.
Okay, I march to the beat of my own drum. They say I need rules in my life. Well, I got something. That's one. Kill the competition. Two. Be a loyal dog. Three. And if they snitching on your man, send them to the mall. Four. When you party, go hard till you hit the floor. Five. If you didn't see me do it, what the hell you asking for? Welcome to my world. S-I-N-A. Sinner is the name. Bear witness to a new thing. No usher, but I do things my way. When they question you, all you gotta do is simply say it. What? I'm a sinner, yes, I'm a sinner. So what? I'm a sinner, yes, I'm a sinner. So what? I'm a sinner, yes, I'm a sinner. So what? I'm a sinner, yes, I'm a sinner. So what? I'm a sinner, yes, I'm a sinner. So what? I'm a sinner, yes, I'm a sinner. So what? I'm a sinner, yes, I'm a sinner. So what? I'm a sinner.
sinner. Yes, yes, I'm a sinner. And when you say that I'm a sinner, doesn't mean it is bad. It just means you do you and choose to walk down your own path. I mean, the normal life, I tried it. But some people kept my name in their mouth like tried it. So I brushed them off, flipped them off, turned the key on the bike and let them taste exhaust. Man, it happened so quick, like think fast. This rap game is trash, so I went and got a pen and a pad. And I put my life in it, there's pain in every sentence. So I went and got the wheel and some tools to reinvent it. Yeah, I'm just venting, excuse me for a minute. If it seems I don't care about your life and who's in it, I'm a sinner.
I'm a sinner, yes, yes, I'm a sinner.
So what?
I'm a sinner, yes, yes, I'm a sinner.
So what?
I'm a sinner, yes, yes, I'm a sinner.
So what?
I'm a sinner, yes, yes, I'm a sinner.
So what?
I'm a sinner, yes, yes, I'm a sinner.
So what?
I'm a sinner, yes, yes, I'm a sinner.
So what?
I'm a sinner, yes, yes, I'm a sinner.
So what?
I'm a sinner, yes, yes, I'm a sinner.
So what?
And you can watch a star rise like cooked fries. The only questions that I wanna hear is what size,
yes,
or what color, or where do you wanna ship to? Or if you don't like this, sir, will this suit you? I'ma make this game crazy like cuckoo and watch these labels try to snatch me up like bees
like
do. I'm telling you, only do what you say, and when they ask why, I tell them I'm a sinner.
I'm a sinner, yes, yes, I'm a sinner.
So what?
I'm a sinner, yes, yes, I'm a sinner.
So what?
I'm a sinner, yes, yes, I'm a sinner.
So what?
I'm a sinner, yes, yes, I'm a sinner.
So what?
I'm a sinner, yes, yes, I'm a sinner.
So what?
I'm a sinner, yes, yes, I'm a sinner.
So what?
I'm a sinner, yes, yes, I'm a sinner.
So what?
I'm a sinner, yes, yes, I'm a sinner.
Yeah. Succumbing is not acceptable. You don't fold to nothing, you just do you. That's what it means. I'm a sinner. How about you?
Yeah, Lock Entertainment, Russell Entertainment, Trubion Entertainment. So, all right, check it out. Here we go next. We got some new Papoose. This is called Rolling in the Coop, Monstrous Radio on a Monstrous Monday. We're going to open up the line maybe right after this.
To your man's funeral, seen him fall in the dirt. I was standing tall looking at the boy with a smirk. They buried him in a suit, when I saw it, it hurt. He a bitch, his mama should have bought him a skirt. Used to be a demon child, I was born with a curse. Now I'm blessed to get brighter when I walk in the church. Throwing shade in my room, then the loss in the burst. I'm robbing all the fake ballers, that's a baller alert. Rolling in the coupe, he playing with my chav. I'ma smoke him in his boots. Rolling in the coupe, a nigga act tough, I'ma smoke him in his
boots.
You niggas lying on the gram.
Stop lying.
I'ma leave him right where he stands.
Yeah.
Pinky ring, ice on my hand. But the trigger finger get right with the cans.
Hey,
I see
hey.
You went and got them new Jordans with your broke ass. How you gon' wear them new Jordans over your toe tag? Ayo, hey, Dub, we ain't giving them no pass. When Funk Flex hear this, he gon' drop a Moab.
Moab,
Moab. I was raised by the G's. Stole my style cause you was raised by the thieves.
What?
They say Papoose cause that's a name they believe. Side block nigga who had a name in the P's. Drug pharmacist made a wave with the keys. I was the only teacher who taught Dwayne how to read. They talking indirect, I catch him and chase him like who you talking about specifically. Specification, be disrespecting them lames. I meant to disgrace him, invite you to the Frank stand. I'ma send you to Nathan's. When it come to being gangster, you said you the greatest, but how the fuck is you a G? When you issued a statement, you said you snaked him for a reason. It's just cause you hating. If you a snake, you a snake. Ain't no justification.
Ain't no justification.
Wow, new Papoose, Monstrous Monday. I told y'all we might open up the lines after that. I lied. It's going to be right after this. 424-243-9649 and press 1 if you're monstrous. Tune in with us. We're about to get into this. Who's bumping who? Who's getting fat? And let y'all know how it went down over the weekend here in Minnesota from people that live here in Minnesota. Ooh, wait. So, all right, new music. Well, actually, this is not new, but still a bumper, and I think it's it. Uncle Murder. Young Ma, Dios Moreno, this is called Thot. Monsters Monday, DJ E Monster, we got Miss Unbelievable. Get in. So, all right. Yeah, let's just do it. Let's just do it.
The girls look so good, but their minds is not ready. I said the girls look so good, but their minds is not ready. God damn, I used to like you. That pussy was tight too. Can't believe I almost wiped you. Found out you was a thot too. What you gotta be a thot for? What you gotta be a thot for?
Took out, I ain't know who she was. She know all them niggas popping bottles in the club. Ain't wanna believe it, I was in denial. Ain't had no good box like that in a while. Was damn near paying all her bills. I'm just keeping it all the way real. You know I'm telling the truth, I'm sipping that Henny. She ain't call me Murder, let her call me Lenny. Wife and material, she not it. Can't believe I had my kids around that bitch. Gotta do better, should've knew better. Now I got a bunch of bras like you, Hefner.
I said the girls look so good, but their minds is not ready. I said the girls look so good, but their minds is not ready. God damn, I used to like you. That pussy was tight too. Can't believe I almost wiped you. Found out you was a thot too. What you gotta be a thot for? What you gotta be a thot for? And you will see a lot more.
Every time I see you, I get a bad vibe. Just thinking of someone else in between your thighs. Like, damn, why you gotta be a thotty? My man said he caught the neck right there in the lobby. And I was gonna wipe this bitch. Went from I love you to I don't even like this bitch. I was trying to turn the hoe into a housewife. At first, I was trying to see what that mouth like. And I gave you the best of me. Now shorty dead to me. Though she was the one, she turned out to be a half
a nigga. I said the girls look so good, but their minds is not ready. I said the girls look so good, but their minds is not ready. God damn, I used to like you. That pussy was tight too. Can't believe I almost wiped you. Found out you was a thot too. What you gotta be a thot for? What you gotta be a thot for? And you will see a lot more. What you gotta be a thot for? Damn, yeah.
Uncle Murder. OG Music, Monstrous Radio on a Monstrous Monday. You got music you need to be submitted? Send it to monsterusradio@gmail.com. All right, just keep it moving with our show over here.
Uh-huh.
I got Unbelievable with me. I did finish my little sandwich. I smashed my little sandwich.
You smashed a little sandwich. Sure.
Yeah, so I'm good now. I'm good now.
All right.
We got this.
You got this? You sure?
Yep. I got it. Put my little sandwich down. My little belly is full.
Okay. Well, bring it then. What you got for us tonight?
So, I mean, we usually started out with, and let's get back to that, because I don't think we did one in a while. You dig? I know we missed some shows, and, you know, we was off the air the week I was in Paris. Hopefully, y'all did check out some archives. I'm just playing. I got to pay for that trip. but, yeah, let's get into the Monstrous Radio Urban Weather Report. If any of you people out there are brand new to the show, as you know, we do a Monstrous Radio Weather Report. If you didn't know, now you know. But we used to have a weatherman. We used to pay him in food stamps and canned goods, but now he think he too good. But when we catch him, we still gonna bust his ass, but we have to do it ourselves. We gonna go ahead and stick our head out the window. I choose Miss Unbelievable tonight because I'm not trying to stick my head out the window. So what's the weather like in the Twin Cities today, Mama? What was the weather like?
I'm not sticking my head out the window because it may get snowed on, but it's 35 degrees. 35 degrees. No snow today, but it's supposed to be snowing in a couple of days. To the snow that we had over the weekend, the blizzard. So 35 degrees minus the blizzard. Everyone's trying to snow. You know, everybody's trying to shovel out of that blizzard that happened over the weekend. But it's 35, sitting at 35. Beautiful.
Right. Hey, I've seen the most horrible thing today. I don't even know how to say it. You dig? This is not funny. You know, like when you see them people that walk, I don't know how to say it. I don't know what it is. But, you know, when they walk kind of side to side, like their legs twisted or something. You know what I'm talking about. The people, they handicapped a little bit, you know.
Uh-huh.
I usually got somebody with them. I don't know. Dude didn't have nobody with him. He was walking and he fell in the snow. Oh, my God. I felt so bad. I'm in my truck, warm as hell. Felt so bad. He fell, and you can see him trying to jump up because the snow went down the back of his coat. Oh, my goodness.
Oh.
Oh. Oh, my goodness. It was so tear-jerking to watch. But I know they got a seat in hell for me because I was rolling my ass off. It is what it is. I believe in treating people fairly. If you fell down, I'd laugh at your ass, too. But it is what it is. Oh, my goodness. But traffic stopped. People were getting out to help him and shit. That was a good thing. It was lovely. I'm not going to lie. I laughed my little ass off in my little chest. I chuckled. Oh, it is what it is. I know some of y'all going to pray bad things upon me. I deserve them. I know. But we all need to be forgiven every now and then. But it is what it is. So, hey, I ain't got no moral to that story. There was no ending to it. It was just some fucked up shit I seen today. So, all right, that was our, I guess, yeah, that was our weather report. I do want to say we had some really nasty weather over the weekend. If you're not from Minnesota, it was whiteout conditions. I know people were trying to get out today just to get out the house because it was locked down. Like, I think somebody plowed by and buried somebody's car totally. I mean, it was horrible here. So, but it wasn't too bad of a day for about a good 20 minutes. The sun was out. It felt good for about a good 20 minutes.
That's it.
Yeah. So, all right, but hey, we're going to go ahead and jump into this. Who's bumping who and who's getting fat? Also known as the entertainment news. So, all right, let's get into that. So, what we got tonight, Mama? Well, I mean, what's going on in the entertainment world other than us? Hello. Feeling myself.
Well.
Hashtag
hey, man. Say that. Well, who do we want to start with? Do we want to go with our favorite Kardashians or do we want to go with our other favorite R. Kelly? Who do we want to go with first? Who do we want to start off our day with, our night off tonight? Which one?
Well,
R. Kelly or our Kardashians?
Okay, let's keep it 100. Let's go with the biggest star today. Kardashians it is. It is what it is.
So, we all know, that is so true. We all know that the Kardashians named their kids the outlandish names that you can think of, right? So Khloe's no different from North and South and East and West that Kim did. So her baby by Tristan the Cheater, he's up to 5 now. A woman has came out. Just had to throw that in there. She's named their daughter True Thompson. True. T-R-U-E. True. I'll wait
True what?
I wait. True. Her name is True.
True.
True. Hey, True.
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 Oh, man.
T-R-U-E. I mean, True.
Okay, that's a great name for a baby.
True.
I'm just saying, I'm going to keep it 100. That is a great name for a baby. You dig? That's a great name for a baby, but not when your
Stop
baby
it.
Daddy just came out and got busted 5 times, and now you want, it is what it is. It's just not a good time. It's just not a good time. Maybe the next one, but not
Stop
this
playing.
One. It's not a good time.
Let's do a roll call. Say your name, I say my name, and I'll say that person's name. Go ahead. What's your name?
Ernest. Ooh.
Etosha. True. Come on, dog. You know that's not a good name. Stop playing. True.
Like a
hey, True.
True.
True. Sometimes.
Okay,
yes,
okay.
How can I help you?
That was my nickname. That wasn't my first name, but that was my nickname.
And she ain't got no male name. Come on. They need to stop. I'm just saying. This generation of names by them Kardashians. Woo, my name is True Thompson. What?
Hey.
Kind of.
What's the craziest name?
Fuckery and foolishness is that?
Wow. Okay, other than this kid's name right here, what's the weirdest name or the oddest name that you know somebody actually? Do you know somebody like with a really odd name? I actually met, now at the time, it was a baby. I couldn't believe when they introduced me to the baby and told me the baby's name, but do you know somebody that has a weird name other than that?
I probably do, and I can't remember it because it's that stupid.
Okay.
I probably do.
Okay.
I'm not good with names, go ahead.
I'll tell you
Tell
mine.
Me out.
Yeah, I'll tell you mine. I'll tell you mine. And I tell you, see, I always thought my name was weird. And my mama had said she wished she had named me my name. And I always asked her why, mama, why, but she would never tell me. And one time she actually told me why. She said, I named you after your daddy, but I shouldn't have named you that name. Why? She said, because every Ernest I met was a pervert. A little freaky little motherfucker. What? How you going to say that to me? You did? So, people, names matter.
Wow.
Names matter.
Yes, they do.
Shut up. Shut up. Be nice.
True.
Look, we're going to keep it moving. Okay, the funniest name I heard, and it was introduced to me, they introduced this little baby, and they said, this baby's name is President Pimpin, and I can't say last name. You dig? And the last name. I was like, you got to be joking me. They showed me the birth certificate. They say President Pimpin and last name. I was good till they got to the
okay,
Pimpin.
So,
like, how you going to call that out in school? They call your whole name President Pimpin. What? You know that's how it's going to go when they first see it. Who is this? You know who I'm talking about. They ain't going to say the name. It's going to Who is this? You know what I'm talking about. And he going to go, me.
Well, we know they was on drugs when they decided to name that. Because, you know, for us, we used to think that when you name your kids Tequila and Mercedes and Gin and Juice, that those names was just out of pocket. But now, I have nothing to say to no one else's name by the Kardashians anymore. I'm just going to be like, next thing they know, they're going to name somebody blank. Blank Kardashian. Blank Tristan.
Blank.
You know, because they're running out. I mean, I'm just saying. But moving on. So, R. Kelly.
Okay.
Somebody he was dating. R. Kelly, Mr. Pedophile himself. Like, I don't understand how he still can be out. I mean, he is the ultimate pedophile. He's been a pedophile all his life. It's almost like he's just calling out for help, like arrest me. He's dated a 19-year-old and has given her an STD, and she's suing him for the STD, and he tried to get her in his sex cult that he was running. I mean, for real, sex cult that he ain't got no charges on yet. I just don't get it. I don't understand how, yet again,
right.
His name
right,
is
right,
caught
right,
up
right.
with
you
a
said,
19. Huh? What? Huh? What?
Right. A sex cult?
Yes, he tried to get her caught up.
Cult.
Yeah, you know, remember he was doing that, and a couple of girls said he had a sex cult, and they were holding against his will in the house, and there was about three or four of them, and they escaped. You don't remember that story last year about him? And it's kind of like I slept underneath the rug. And
oh, you mean when it was just him and like three, four other girls?
Yeah, she was one of the ones that he tried to recruit.
Ah, when he pulled a Hugh Hefner? That wasn't no cult.
He tried
cult
it.
Got multiple people. The cult would be like him and three other dudes. You dig? That's a cult.
No, that's not a cult.
Got bread.
No. On you telling them to do things that they're not supposed to do with them other people and on him and some other stuff, that's a cult. When he sees himself as a god and he can't get away with it, and they underage dude, come on. Let's not help him out. There's no helping. He's
bro,
crying out for help.
Wait,
right?
She was underage?
She was 19.
Okay.
But there were some
I'm
others that was underage.
Yeah, yeah. Mm,
I mean, you know, he don't
I
care
hear.
About an age. Remember Aaliyah, hello, 16, when he was grown? You know, he don't care. The little girl he peed on, you know, she was underage. He don't care. He just need help. And no one is helping the little nasty man. Next thing you gonna know, they're gonna have some little boys talking. And the only way he gonna get caught up is them little boys get to talking about what he, you know, get to touching them. Because the girls ain't working. But let them little boys, little white boys, he gonna start touching the boys in a minute.
Oof, okay. I don't know what else to say on that one. What else do we got? We got something else.
I'm just saying.
I got all kinds of jokes, but you got kids in there, so I gotta leave that alone. I gotta leave that
right.
alone.
He ain't left him alone. His hands, okay, true. Kendrick Lamar. Did you hear about Kendrick Lamar?
Yeah, he got some type of award.
The Pulitzer Award.
The Pulitzer.
You know that.
Pulitzer.
Yeah. Whatever. Yeah.
Ain't nobody else in the hood going to pronounce it either. They're going to say, pull that word. Yeah, he got
that
word. That
word. Pulitzer.
That word.
Yeah. He won that award for his music. Clap it up. That's a prestigious award for Kendrick Lamar.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. See, now, I didn't even know they had, and I'm not trying to take anything from it at all. I'm not. I mean, that's an award, mad salute. You dig? But this information-wise, I didn't know Pulitzer Prize that they even had, that they gave out music, the awards for, you know, music. And now he did make history. If I'm not mistaken, he made history with this because I think he's the first rapper to Pulitzer Prize.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, it's a big deal. But I didn't know they had it for music. Wow.
Yeah, I didn't either. They got it for a little bit of everything.
Dirt? Damn. There we go. It was
Damn. Mm-hmm.
The fourth release. Yeah. So, all right. That's what's up. So, hey, like,
okay.
What was his name? The dude, we've seen him perform. Oh, my goodness. On the River. Oh, I hate to say it, but it was a white guy. What was his name again? Oh, my goodness.
Oh. I know you're talking about. What about him?
Yeah, he had posted on this thing. He had posted the thing about it. I didn't have much time to read it. I was at work, but he had put it up there and put now tell me hip hop's dead. it's live and well. It's live and well.
Oh. Okay, so Bobby, did you see the other foolishness on Facebook?
Okay.
So did you see the other foolishness on Facebook? I'm just moving on because we can't think of his name. While I'm talking, you can probably think about it. But the little girl arrived at prom in the casket.
Wait. What?
Yeah.
They brought a dead girl.
Okay, I was hitting myself. Oh, no, she wasn't dead. She wasn't dead. She arrived at the prom in a casket. In a casket because she was drop dead gorgeous.
What? This a joke? Are you serious? Is this a joke?
Absolutely not. You didn't see it? It was all on Facebook. And she gets out the hearse. Out the casket, and this black and gold dress that wasn't like banging out the heels. It wasn't like, woo, you dropped it. Ooh, like you just dead in the waters. No, it was just a regular black and gold dress. But she arrived. Everybody rolling up, taking pictures of this fool. In a casket. She laying there smiling like she's dead in a casket. Like, really?
So
I kid you
okay,
not.
Okay. At first that was some political thing or something. Okay. Well, how'd they carry her in? Did they do it like the old New Orleans style or something? Was it flashy? Or they just rode her ass in on a cart?
Horse and carriage in a casket. And they open the casket. Yeah. What?
Parents signed off on this. Call up right now, 424-243-9649. We need to talk to you. Who signed off on this? You fucking drop in a casket, horse, buggy. Okay.
That's what, exactly. The fool. That's almost like true. The foolishness of it all. Oh, okay. So this is the last one I have. Did you see about that old lady going to jail for assaulting that military lady?
Wait, what?
Did you see that on Facebook? Okay, so in Georgia, these two military ladies get out their car. And there's a son, daughter, and a grandma, follows them into the restaurant where they were trying to put their name on there. And they were like saying gay stuff. They was gay bashing them. You're a disgrace in your uniform. And then so she comes in, the lady was like, stop videotaping me and swiping off at her camera. And she's like, I'm pregnant. You know, what are you doing? And the dude was all up in her face doing racial slurs. The low old lady was all up in her face doing racial slurs, you know, just swiping at her. And, you know, and then they called the police. They put them out. And the white lady going up in her face, talking about, you hit my mom and you don't know what's going to happen to you. And I must say, the military people and the other black folks in there remained calm because it could have been a riot. And they end up taking the old lady to jail. I think she's like 75, who swiped at her phone and was assaulting and pushing her. So pushing the lady who was pregnant. She was like, I'm pregnant. So it's like a big old thing on Facebook, you know, because she was white and then they were black and the black cop was the one who came and arrested her. So it was like a big old thing for them down there. I was like, wow, racism still does exist.
Oh, wow. Wow, that's crazy. Hey, another thing I seen on, I think I seen it on Facebook. It was about some guy that Starbucks called the police on.
Yes.
Because they wouldn't leave. Now,
it was a lady.
It was a lady that called?
It was a lady manager who called the police on the two gentlemen who weren't doing anything. And so instead of the police officers, you know, letting them go, they took him down to the police station still. And arrested them for no reason after the patrons in the restaurant saying they didn't do anything. There was no reason for them to get arrested. So the CEO, I'm sorry, I just took your story over. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. You're going in depth because all I had got from it was they were saying, and maybe this was, you know, I don't know if this was like press release or whatever, but they said the reason why the police were called because, and I know it is true, when you go into Starbucks, you either have to buy something or, you have to buy some if you want to use the bathroom, right? They don't just let you use their bathroom. Even in Paris, it was the same way. If I want to use the bathroom, I had to buy something. You dig? So apparently the guys didn't buy anything, so they had supposed to have been asked to leave, and they didn't want to leave. So that's why the police were supposed to be called. But go ahead. That was just all I got from Facebook, but you know how Facebook is. Anybody can write anything on Facebook. But go ahead. Tell it.
Right. So they did go to the bathroom, but what happened was the lady didn't give them opportunity to buy nothing. She just called the police. They went to the bathroom first. You know how sometimes you got to go first and you're going to come back out and buy something? Well, she didn't allow them to come out and buy nothing. And then she was like, no, you guys got to get out. And they were like, they didn't do anything. She didn't allow them to buy nothing. But because they didn't get out when she said that, that's why the cops felt like they had to arrest them. But the CEO was like, he came on and he apologized for what happened. And he was like, he'll make sure that they have better training. It was racially motivated. She was, you know, judging them in bias because she didn't know if they was not going to buy nothing. If they, you know, she just called the police out of haste on her part because she was racial profiling them brothers. And so after the patrons in the store said that they weren't doing anything, they shouldn't be taken to jail. They said they were going to start boycotting Starbucks. And then they stayed in jail for like 3 hours before they was released. And so a lot of people was like, boycott Starbucks. And then other people said, don't boycott Starbucks. Just the lady come out and say why she was so haste to call the police on them. Well, they fired her. So she's no longer there. And they believe that they should get some money from Starbucks because of their time spent in jail. So it's still a possibility where it can go on. And they didn't resist. They just walked with the police.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, and they did say that they're waiting for somebody. They're supposed to meet somebody there, and they're waiting for somebody as well. So maybe that's why they sat down, like, let's figure out what we're going to get, da-da-da. I mean, I'm not making excuses for people, but I understand. You know what I mean? How the scenario could have went and where, you know, whatever. But wow. But yeah, I seen that on Facebook as well today. So yeah, that was a kind of shocker to me. I was like, whoa, okay. But apparently people just wig out in stores nowadays. It is what it is. But because you always hear stories about Walmart. I probably shouldn't be saying store. They've been on sending me a bill. Come on, you guys signing that stuff? But you get what I'm saying. You see it on other networks.
Absolutely.
In certain places fighting, where there's the little kid that stomps on the old lady and she pushes the kid down, you know what I mean, trying to defend herself. And then the mom tries to beat her up for defending herself when in reality you should have never let your little boy go over because he tried to kick her like 3 or 4 times. You dig? But y'all know what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all know what we're talking about. So I do got to take a breather, during this breather, I'm going to play one song because I was told I don't play enough diversity around here, and you need to play some more reggae music. So, all right, this dude right here, this is my bro right here, though. I love this dude right here. He actually came up here for Monsters Radio and do a show for us. So I got to show him some love. I ain't exposed him in a long time. So, all right, this right here is off his album. This right here is Ross Isaac, Eternal Fire. Y'all know him down there in Florida. Let them know, hey, homie, they playing your music on Monsters Radio. So let me see. Should I play them Smiling Faces or, let's see, Tumbling Down? Him and Humble. And
Tumbling Down.
Yeah, we're going to play that one. John Humble came over here with him too. We got it in.
It's Jah Darren, the Honorable Humbly. Ross Isaac. Rock confident, yeah. Come to make it magnificent, you know? It's confidence, eternal fire.
Track after that, we're gonna open up the lines before I get to that feature track. But we're gonna keep the groove going. That little ride out feel. Get in. This is called So Am I. Jamie and Marley, still right. $5 sign. So Am I. Oh, yeah.
Are you looking for somebody? Somebody you can call on. Call on when you need it done right. If you're looking for a real one. So somebody you can call on
someone coming home to pick a fight. Baby, so
Yeah.
Look, I got you singing over there. Yeah. A little bit. I like that. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
A little different appeal. All right. I took your advice. I ran with it. It is what it is. So, maybe I'll do that more throughout the week, play a little more international. You know, we do have artists that did interviews with us from Spain, all over the world, from Dubai, Tel Aviv, Israel. Maybe I'll start playing a little more of their music a little more. I think I still have some of it in here because, you know, when we had that system crash, you know, it was hard finding all the music put back in it. So also, artists, make sure your music stays refreshed in our system. Make sure you get your music requests at monsterusradio@gmail.com, or you can connect with us on Facebook, the Monstars page. That's THEMONSTARZ. We should be the only one you see. So, you can also request music there as well. You can also connect with the host on the show and other artists that post in the group. So, all right. Let's see. So what did I have coming up next? I want to talk about tomorrow, Takeover Tuesday. We got two artists coming in. It's a double feature. That's right, a double feature interview with some upcoming artists. I don't want to give away too much, but you guys are going to really love Truth I Mean. She's going to sound real familiar to some of y'all. Some of y'all going to be like, what? Yeah, it's her. She's back. But we also got Super Floyd. That's my brother right there from another mother. That's my music plug brother. And, you know, he's always been doing big things. And now I think he's really, really popping out. And I like the music. I'm going to keep it 100. I think it fits in with this whole Kendrick Lamar thing. It's like a real hip-hop bars, intelligent bars type thing. They got an album called Blue Magic. And it's really nice. So we're going to interview them tomorrow. We're going to talk about it. So I got some of their music. I'm going to play some more of it before we get up out of here. I played some of it last week. Obviously, I couldn't play too much of it this week because shit, it just started. But I got some of their music coming up. So, we're going to have some great artists on here. I want to ask y'all for some questions, but I don't know. Some of y'all might ask some silly-ass questions. You think we should ask people to give us some questions to ask tomorrow? Either the best question, maybe we'll let them get on the line or give them a shirt or something. I don't know.
Absolutely, because there's no such thing as a dumb question. I mean, a question is a question. If it's to your mind, it's a question that you want to ask, it's a question you want to know, but let it be towards the artist. Let it not be something inappropriate. Let it just be something that the artist can naturally and truthfully answer on the radio, and that will help his brand. You know what I'm saying? So think of stuff that is educational for all of us to know.
Right.
And to get to know them. So,
So, okay. So, all right. Matter of fact, here's their track. Spin this because then we're going to come back, finish wrapping up the show. If I don't choke out, I think that little nasty-ass sandwich is coming back.
I'm going to need you to get some water, get some H2O, and when we come back, y'all, he's going to give us a little snippet of his time in Paris and London. So get ready for that, y'all, after he pushes play right about.
She's trying to push me, like, hurry up. All right, here it goes.
Right
Super
about.
The truth I mean. It's called Blue Magic.
We live, y'all, now.
Who would have promised? Irish man, you made me, yeah. Stick to the promise, man, you made me, whoa. I will love you the best I can, yeah.
Blue magic, blue moon, I created my own reality. Candles lit, vibes high, as I take in the energy from the most high. Paint a picture, images living, my brain is epic. Take a look at my sigil power, I'm so connected. Infinite when I feel the power, it's one connection. I'ma build in my nigga Tetris, I make my matrix.
I will love you the
magic.
I will love you the
boom.
Melanin magic, and sometimes I'm a bad habit like a drug. Ivy in my arms and shit is so damn priceless. Fire blazing flames, blue, gold, green, and it's amazing. Look up high, see the sparks as they fall down and multiply. Evil arise and I won't let it. I sprinkle it with blue magic. It melts away cause this potion is so damn tragic. I flip a coin and you disappear with no traces. It's only magic, so baby, don't be afraid of me.
Boom. Magic. Boom. Boom.
It'll be the second full moon of the month, making it extra powerful. Sensitive people like yourselves can start to feel the effects of the full moon well before the actual event itself. So just this time in general, it's just a very energetically powerful, transformative time where you can make great strides in progress.
Hot to bless all you niggas.
Bless you.
Hot to bless all you bitches.
Bless you.
My virtue filled all the bleachers.
All the bleachers.
And I ain't got time for y'all leeches. Some say I'm insane cause I know the game. Created my own lane, now they call me lame. What the fuck is y'all talking? Y'all niggas insane. I can feel the power every time you speak my name.
So law.
Say my name, say my name.
Say my name, say my... Oh, damn.
Dude.
My bad.
Blue magic, is that what you say your name was? Blue magic? Okay. You like a drug? You like a habit? Hey! Okay. Oh, well, we back. Oh, okay.
Right. All right. So to be on the show tomorrow night, Takeover Tuesday, the only night of this, only night of the week, or probably any night on anybody radio, where you can actually call in and take over and make it show. But tomorrow you have to do it after our interviews. So our interview is going to start 15 minutes after the show starts. So make sure you get in, get your popcorn, get your drink, and get your question ready. And you can ask them questions as well live on Interactive Radio. So let's see, what else we got to pop out here? Do we have anybody's event or anything that we can talk about tonight? Something coming up in the week?
Well, let's talk about your time in London. We'll get back to that. That'll be okay. London, let's go. What you do, who you see. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's an event.
The, Aries Part 2 Bash coming up Thursday.
Stop playing. I'm going to cut you off. Yeah. Ruby Lounge, we'll talk about that tomorrow on Takeover Tuesday. All right, back to Paris. There we go. Amen. Go. And we ain't running out of time. We have.
I mean, what do you want to know?
I just asked the question. I said, how was it? What did you do?
Okay.
Why were you there?
Paris was really nice. It was a good time of year. It wasn't the hottest, but it wasn't super duper cold. It was pretty chill. I think the greatest thing that I got out of it, other than just going to a very famous place, was just going and seeing all the history. You know, I didn't realize Paris had so much history, that even a city had so much history. You know, I guess I'm just used to seeing, you know, the American stuff on TV and all that type of things. I mean, don't get me wrong. I went to Dallas and seen some pretty awesome buildings, but I mean, I've been in a palace and churches and things like that that kings and queens was in hundreds of years ago, and you know what I mean, seeing paintings and the real Mona Lisa, and you know, just I was just in awe, you know, because I like arts and things like that. So I was just in awe. It was really beautiful. A lot of horrible stories behind a lot of the paintings. I'm like, damn, for real? But okay, it is what it is. It's a story to tell. So yeah, but you know, it made me want to really venture off and see other things, you know, like maybe go to Egypt, you know, see things like that. I'm pretty sure they gotta have big things like that in Africa somewhere that they're probably not telling us about, you know what I mean? Things like that. So, you know, I think it was a great experience. I would have to tell everybody, hey, go to Paris, learn French better than me. Because, you know, I was like one of them people that be at the corner store talking about, I don't know what the hell you're saying. What do you want? Yeah, that was me. but, yeah, I had an awesome time seeing a lot of great places. Eiffel Tower. Did you know that there's another Statue of Liberty?
Yes.
Oh, damn. All right. Well, if y'all didn't know, there is one. It's in
Paris. They didn't know.
It's on the river. Yeah. But yeah, I actually missed that. I got to see the back of it, so I got to see her booty. You dig? I guess that's why I'm named Ernest. But yeah.
Nasty.
The boat turned and cut me off. But yeah. But let's see. Yeah, I was there on some music stuff. You know, I got all my music stuff done. Only thing I'll probably say, I don't want to say too much because, you know, it's almost confidential information. No, you know, I'm just not going to say nothing. I'm just going to say I was there on music and I got a lot of things done.
Absolutely.
Got some things accomplished and some big network things are going to be coming here in the future. So I'm going to leave that at that. Anything else? Oh, I can tell y'all something that I was kind of upset about. Maybe I could go to a song. No, because by the time I come back, the show will be over. I'll tell y'all something I was upset about. Now, when I think of Paris, not only do I think of love, and kissing with your tongue in somebody else's mouth. I think of food. Great food. Awesome pastries. Things like that. Man, I got over there. Some of them restaurants should be somewhere in Iowa. Because I'm just saying, I'm not saying people in Iowa, they probably be mad for me saying this, but some of them places don't use no seasoning. Man. Some of the meals I make better myself. I was mad. I'm like, come on. They had it all. Man, that shit tasted like poo-poo. Like just poo-poo. No. I'm from poo-poo. That's just what it's...
I can't with you, poo-poo. Really?
I'm just
oh, my God.
For real. I was mad, man. I was mad. But I did go to a couple places. They had some steak that was off the chain. I know it sounds funny, but I don't care where you go. Chinese is good. They had also a bomb ass Chinese restaurant. Let's see, but the pastries and shit that was the bomb. I ain't never had no little Eau Claire like. But I do have to say, in Starbucks, after I had to buy something to go to the bathroom, you know they sell pancakes in there, like actual pancakes.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I said, like for real. And they eat waffles like a bag of chips. Like there's people walking around just eating waffles, like for real? That's how y'all do? You just gonna pull out a waffle? Well, damn. All right. So we're gonna go ahead and end the show on waffles in Paris, walking down the street. So, all right, you got any last words before we get up out of here?
See y'all tomorrow. Man, we'll, because we live, y'all.
We're going to go ahead and get up out of here. You know how I said, it's a Monday night. I know somewhere in Minnesota, somebody got an open mic or something going on. So if you go out and you enjoy the festivities tonight, just remember, don't drink and drive. Not because I'm trying to be in your business. I need your ass for the ratings tomorrow. Take over Tuesday. I'm your monster. I'm out of here. Peace.
It's unbelievable. Mwah.